Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, your live connection to the information for a healthy body, an enlightened mind, and a renewed spirit.
Good afternoon, everyone. Today is December 4th, 2014, and you're listening live with author, instructor, and chef Valerie Wilson and her show, Healthy Cooking with Macro Val. Valerie always has a wonderful and informative show with many tips and recipes to change your diet, eat healthy, live well, and it tastes great. Now I give you your host, Valerie Wilson.
Well, welcome, everybody, to Healthy Cooking with Macro Val. This is Valerie, also known as Macro Val. I'm a chef, an author, a counselor, and I have been teaching cooking classes for the past 17 years. I absolutely love cooking. I'm always in the kitchen creating new recipes to come up with so that I can teach all of you simple and easy recipes with healthy ingredients, so that you can start making changes in your life to start eating healthy. My goal is to hopefully inspire you and educate you to go out to the store and buy something that you've never tried before, something that's new, something that's healthy, take it home, and thoroughly enjoy it. There's a huge misconception out there that people think, oh, eating healthy, yuck, oh, that doesn't taste good, oh, I'm afraid of that, or what's that? You know what? If healthy food is prepared properly and seasoned correctly, it is very, very delicious. So I don't want you to be afraid of it. Now, I know there are some products out there that we've all tasted before, and you put it in your mouth and went, what is this? Again, just like any food out there, there's people who know how to properly prepare and season it, and then there's people out there that are just giving it their best effort, and, well, they don't succeed all the time. But I have been working on recipes, you know, like I said, for like 17 years, and I try and perfect them and make them delicious before I go ahead and put them out there for people to make and try. Now, at any time during the show that you feel so inclined to call in, the last 20 minutes of the show, we open up the phone lines and you can ask questions. I would absolutely love to hear from you. And even if you don't have a question and you just want to make a comment, that would be great. The phone number here is 646-378-0378. You can also visit my website, which is macroval.com. My website is just a wealth of information. I have on my website this month's recipe and the recipe I'm going to be sharing with you later on in the show, which is my layered tempeh vegetable dip. I also have archived all the past articles I've written. Plus, there's also pages on there that tell you about all my upcoming cooking classes and personal appearances and events that I'm doing. My website also has links to my Facebook page, which is Macro Val Food. And there's also a link on my website for my YouTube channel. So I'm pretty excited about my YouTube channel. I have posted over 30 short little videos, and they're only like, you know, 2 to 4 minutes. And you watch them, and I just have a wealth of information there. I have different topics like talking about blueberries, talking about pineapple. One of my latest ones and one of my favorite ones is talking all about winter squashes, the health benefits of it, how to properly cook them, and some recipe suggestions, things like that. So if you get a chance, check out my YouTube channel. I would like to take this opportunity right now to thank Penny, the creator of this whole radio show that I'm doing here, and also the creator of the Body, Mind, Spirit Guide. The Body, Mind, Spirit Guide is this completely awesome magazine. It's a free magazine that you can pick up at various venues, health food stores, and other places. And I write for the guide every month. I contribute an article and a recipe. And then Body, Mind, Spirit Guide created this Body, Mind, Spirit Radio that enables me to come to you once a month, every month, the first Thursday of the month from 1 until 2. And Penny is the creator of all this. And I know she has a lot of people that help her out, one of which is my producer, Courtney, who will be on the show later on. But I just want to extend a thank you to all those people that make this possible, because I thoroughly enjoy doing this radio show once a month and coming to you guys and sharing my recipes and my my education with you. And so it makes it all possible. Now, also on this radio show, Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, there are other people who have fantastic radio shows. And these are some of the other authors in this Body, Mind, Spirit guide. All of these articles, you know, are so uplifting and positive. I really, really encourage you to pick up this guide, check it out, and read the articles, and then listen to some of the other radio shows. It's an excellent, excellent venue, and I'm very, very proud to be a part of it. So, it's Christmas time, isn't it? Happy holidays, everybody. I hope your Thanksgiving went well. I had an absolutely fantastic Thanksgiving. I hosted a Thanksgiving sit-down dinner here at my house, and I am coming to you from the beautiful state of Michigan. I'm right here in Westland, and the sun is shining today. I'm looking outside. It's a wee bit chilly. It's in the 30s, but at least the sun is shining, and we're almost at the full moon. The full moon is Saturday, so last night it was almost full. It was beautiful and bright, so I got to see that in the sky. That's always one of my favorite things during the month. Anyways, Thanksgiving. So everybody who came to the sit-down Thanksgiving dinner had a fantastic time, and they all thoroughly enjoyed the food, which I was very proud of. And then I also did Thanksgiving dinner with my family on the actual day. And I actually made most of the recipes for that also. Around the holiday time, I have some really awesome holiday recipes that I do every year because they're like the best of the best. They've already been perfected, so why mess with perfection, right? I make a whole grain stuffing with brown rice in it, and I also have shiitake mushrooms. And then I saute onions and celery, you know, and garlic and the sage and the thyme, you know, the usual suspects. And then I use whole grain bread in the stuffing. It's really, really good. I also make a tofu turkey, which is really simple and easy to do. Not one of those tofurkies you buy frozen in the store. I actually make it from scratch. I make an incredibly awesome dish called millet mashed potatoes. Those mashed potatoes, I use millet and cauliflower in the place of white potatoes because, you know, white potatoes is a simple carbohydrate, right? And millet and cauliflower are all complex carbohydrates, so they react on your blood sugar completely differently. So it's just a different option for you. I make homemade gravy. I make a cranberry sauce, and then I also make a fig blackberry sauce and a pumpkin pie. So why am I telling you all about these mouth-watering, delicious recipes? Well, to whet your appetite, number one, but number two is you can go to my website, macrovel.com, and I have a DVD with companion recipes where you can actually purchase these recipes. There's actually, I believe, 10 recipes in the recipe packet, and the DVD is two cooking classes together, and that is $15. So you can go to my website, macrovel.com. Not only can you purchase that recipe and DVD, I have many other ones too. You can also purchase my cookbook, Perceptions in Healthy Cooking, on my website. Now, my cookbook has over 110 easy-to-follow recipes in it. It has a really nice glossary that explains all the ingredients and has a very nice introduction. The cookbook is also $15. Of course, you know, you order it over the internet, there's going to be shipping and handling. But the cookbook has some tremendous recipes in it, some of tried and true all-time favorites. My regular customers, you know, my sweet potato salad is in the cookbook. I have never served my sweet potato salad to anybody who didn't taste it and absolutely love it. I use sweet potatoes instead of white potatoes, so that's why it's called sweet potato salad. And then I have one that's called squash rings. Really, really simple, and in fact, one of the things I'm going to talk about in the show here is, you know, holiday parties. and serving snacks and hors d'oeuvres, like the layered tempeh vegetable dip that's coming up. In the cookbook, I have the squash rings. Super, super easy recipe. There's like 3 ingredients. You make these things up. You can either serve them warm or room temperature. My sister, she loves them. In fact, she's made them for herself many times and brought them to family get-togethers herself. Also in the cookbook, there's a whole section on desserts because, hey, it's the holiday time, so we all love desserts. I got a chocolate cake recipe in there, carrot cake. I have chocolate chip cookies. I have a peanut butter and jelly treat in there that any one of those would make excellent dessert recipes that you could bring to a holiday get-together. Some of the other things that I'm working on here is that I also sell and package my food to go, MacroVal food to go. I have this available in a couple different stores here in the area, one of which is Healthy Jones in downtown Northville and Jen's Gift of Love in West Bloomfield. They carry on a regular basis some of my standby, you know, the best ones like the sweet potato salad, brown rice stir fry, a cauliflower broccoli salad with tahini dressing, and my protein bars. But they also are taking right now at the holiday time special orders. So you could order a whole pumpkin pie or a whole pecan pie, or you could order some of that cranberry sauce I was talking about. Again, and all my desserts are sugar-free. So number one, they're great for diabetics. So, you know, if you are a diabetic or you have blood sugar issues or somebody in your family does, and you're looking for a sugar-free dessert to serve for your holiday, go to my website, macroval.com. You can contact me, or here's my phone number, 734-722-4553. So for people with special diets, if you're on a gluten-free diet, I've got some gluten-free stuffing recipes that, again, you could buy, you know, for your Christmas dinner or something like that. All the recipes that I create and teach you how to use, all based around eating food that comes from Mother Nature in its whole form, nothing that's refined or processed. Eating the way our ancient ancestors did. Our ancient ancestors were very close to nature, and they ate food that came from Mother Nature. They didn't refine and process anything. They didn't pulverize anything. They didn't put their food in a blender, blend it up, and drink it. They chewed their food. They ate their food, okay? So the food that I use on a regular basis are all foods that have been eaten for not only thousands of years, some of them have been eaten for hundreds of thousands of years. I always tell people in my cooking class, this is a great visualization for you. Think in your head of a timeline, all right? And this timeline is how long the human species has been existing on the planet. And, hey, we have survived, right? We're not extinct. We're still here, so we must have been doing something right. So on this timeline, it's really, really long, hundreds of thousands of years. And in those hundreds of thousands of years, we have been eating food from Mother Nature. We have not gone extinct. We've thrived. We've lived. We've lasted. On this timeline, visualize in your head a microscopic dot that you can't even see with your eyes. You have to use a microscope to see. That little teeny tiny dot is our existence right now within the last 100 years. We have totally rearranged and disrupted the food chain and the food that we eat. We've manipulated it. We've genetically modified it. We've refined and processed it. We've added chemicals to it. We have added colorings and food additives to it. And in that microscopic little teeny tiny dot that you can't even see with your eyes, we have created degenerative diseases that are not only killing us, they are killing our children. And if you don't think that that's serious, then I think there's something seriously wrong with you, okay? Never in our human existence on this planet, that again is a huge long timeline, Have we ever dealt with debilitating diseases like we're dealing with now? Okay, and the solution to this is not to go to your doctor. The solution to this is not to take prescription drugs that are created in a laboratory, that are not from Mother Earth, that are full of side effects, and they're going to make you worse, okay? The solution is so simple. Look back on that timeline that lasts hundreds of thousands of years and look at what our ancestors ate. They ate food from Mother Nature that was not tampered with, period, plain and simple. That's what they ate. And they thrived and they survived for hundreds of thousands of years. Remember, we're not extinct, not yet, okay? So if you look at things in an uncomplicated, simple way like that, I think it makes complete sense to go to the store and buy food that's healthy and whole and incorporate that into your diet. The truth is observable. And I hope that that illustration I just gave you, in your mind's eye, you can observe and see the truth. Okay? All right. So we're talking about holiday get-togethers, party foods, having fun. Woohoo! So when you go to a party, I don't know about you. Well, of course, I'm a chef, but I never, ever go to a party empty-handed. Always, 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 not only do I bring like one thing, I usually bring like two things. And I, you know, try and make it very, very flavorful so that most of the people at the party are going to like it. Most of the people at the party are not even going to know that it's healthy, right? And so far I've been completely successful doing that. And that way, if you bring something that you know for sure came from your house, you know the ingredients in it, at least you know there's one thing there that you'll be able to eat, right? Another thing that it's the holiday season, right? And I know that people have this thing where they tend to overeat. And I think that is where we get into problems, is we overeat because we think, oh, my God, look at this spread on the table. I need to eat everything on it. And I need to eat a big plateful because it's so, so delicious. You know what would be more enjoyable to you and what your body would totally appreciate more is to take smaller portions, sit down, and eat the food really slowly and thoroughly enjoy it. And then you won't leave the party feeling completely stuffed. You won't leave the party thinking, oh, my God, I just ruined my diet because I had two platefuls of food and so forth and so on. You know what? You'll thank yourself later. And all that delicious food that you've just got to have right now, it's not going anywhere. It's going to be there tomorrow. It's going to be there a week from now. And if it's a special holiday treat or something that you only get once a year, guess what? It's going to be there next year, and it's going to be there the year after, and it's going to be there the year after. So if we change our mindset and don't necessarily think, oh, my God, I got to eat all this food now, might be a better way to enjoy your holiday season and stay a little bit more healthy around this time. All right, well, I see it is time for a little break here. So let me tell you about one cooking class I got coming up until the end of the year. And then later on, I'll tell you about the classes in January. But right now, next Wednesday on December 10th, I am teaching a Christmas goodies cooking class from 6:30 until 9 o'clock. These classes are held here at my home in Westland. When you come to a cooking class here in my home, it's an actual cooking class that's hands-on. You get involved, you create the food, and then you sit down, you get to eat the food we've created. We are going to make a sweet potato pie with walnut crust, cranberry fig bread, and soft ginger cookies with icing. These soft ginger cookies with icing is my favorite Christmas cookie, and I'm going to teach you how to make all these things. The fee for the class is $40. You can go online, macroval.com, and sign up, and you'll get $2 off. Now, if you're listening to the radio show and you've never come to a cooking class before and you call me up or contact me through my website and say, I want to come to the cooking class, I will give you $5 off. because you're listening to the radio show right now. That's a special offer just for people listening to the radio show. All right, let's go on a real quick break here, and when we come back, I'll share my recipe for layered tempeh vegetable dip.
Thank you very much, Val. You are listening to Healthy Cooking with MacroVal and your host, Valerie Wilson. Her topic for today is tempeh and layered tempeh vegetable dip. She has been doing this for a very long time, over 20 years, and offers many tips and recipes to eat well, live well, and help your body feel better. You can visit her website at macroval.com for more information, tips, and recipes that she has talked about today and in the past. And for more information about her cookbook, Perceptions and Healthy Cooking, you can also go to bodymindspiritguide.com, where we post Valerie's recipe every month. So if you do not get a chance today to write it down, you can definitely visit there and you can copy it down. Valerie teaches classes, and if you are out of state, please check out her website. She does offer classes on DVD, and she also offers one-on-one sessions. And you can connect with her by phone to set up an appointment. I highly recommend you visit her Facebook page, MacroVal Foods, for even more wonderful information. You can call her at 734-722-4553. And lastly, if you would like to call into the show today and ask a question, feel free. The number to call into the show is 646-378-0378. And that number again is 646-378-0378. And now back to your host, Valerie Wilson.
Well, welcome back, everybody. So I'm about ready to share my layered tempeh vegetable dip recipe with you. So if you're listening and you don't have the recipe in front of you, get out a piece of paper and a pen. And again, the places where you can get this recipe, Body, Mind, Spirit Guide, the free magazine that's around town. You can go to my website, macroval.com, or you can go to the bodymindspiritguide.com website. And you can also go to MacroVal Food, my Facebook page, where I actually made this recipe and took pictures. So I posted the recipe, and I also posted step-by-step instructions with pictures so that you can see how to make this dip. All right, let's talk about tempeh, because some people may not know what it is. Tempeh is one of my favorite foods to cook with. It's so versatile. It has no flavor right out of the package. So that's what makes it versatile, because whatever flavor you put with it, it's just going to absorb it, and then it's just going to make the dish flavorful. Now, some people do use tempeh as their meat substitute, because you can crumble it up and saute it, and you can add it to things like chili or spaghetti, and it gives you like a meat-like texture. Okay. It is made from soybeans. All right. Soybeans have been eaten for over 5,000 years. They have anti-cancer properties. They're very high in protein. They support eye function. They're fantastic for you. You do have to buy certified organic soybeans, though, because unfortunately, a large percentage of our soybean crop has been genetically modified. So let's buy certified organic. Okay. Now, traditionally, how do they make this tempeh? Well, they take whole soybeans, and then they wash them, and then they cover them with boiling water, and they allow them to soak overnight. The beans are then hulled and partially cooked, and then they're completely cooled. And then what they do is they add an incubator or a starter culture to the soybeans. This starter culture is grown on hibiscus leaves. This starter culture starts the fermentation process because tempeh is a fermented food, okay? Now, these beans and the incubator starter that they put with it is left to ferment, basically. And then what happens is these beans are bound together with this firm white mold, okay? And this mold has a really, really long name, and I'm not even going to bother to pronounce because I would totally slaughter it. But anyways, when you buy a package of tempeh and you open it up, you'll see little brown, round things. Those are the beans. And then you'll see like this white little substance in between it. And some people like freak out, like, is that supposed to be there? Blah, blah, blah. Yes. That is part of the fermentation process. That is the healthy, healthy, healthy part of the food. This substance, it has a super long name, is really, really high in immune-boosting properties. That's right. It helps boost your immunity, make your body really, really strong so your body can fight off diseases. That's what that white substance is. It's very, very important. And being that this is a fermented food, our ancient ancestors have been eating fermented food for hundreds of thousands of years. Fermented food helps aid in digestion, okay, but it also makes the tempeh very easy to digest. So, you know, unfortunately, some people have a problem digesting high-protein bean foods. You won't have a problem with tempeh because it's fermented, so it's completely different. Tempeh is 19.5% protein. That's as much as beef or chicken, all right? Super, super high percentage of protein. And it is a complete protein. It contains all of your essential amino acids. So that's why tempeh is such a perfect food, one of my favorite foods. Now, you're going to go to the store, and you're going to see tempeh, right? And again, the first thing we're going to look for is that it's made with certified organic soy. That's what you want. Now, my favorite brand is West Soy Tempeh. I like the flavor, and I like the texture of it. I just like it better than the other brands. But the other brands are okay. That's just my personal favorite. You'll find it in the refrigerated section. But tempeh can be frozen, all right? So if you buy a bunch of it and you see you're not going to use it up or whatever, throw it in the freezer. That's perfectly fine. You're not going to change it. It'll be great. For this particular recipe, you need one package of tempeh. All right, I'm going to start giving you the recipe now, so get out your pen and paper. So again, you need one package of that tempeh. You need some toasted sesame oil. I like the dark toasted sesame oil. It gives the tempeh a rich, beautiful flavor. And you're going to need tamari. Tamari is the healthy version of soy sauce. Tamari is naturally fermented, made from soybeans. It's a salty condiment. Soy sauce is an American invention. It is not naturally fermented. Soy sauce is made with regular table salt. It usually has MSG in it. No good. We want to go with tamari, traditional, fermented, wonderful, salty condiment. You want a quarter onion, diced small. You're going to want a quarter teaspoon of paprika and a quarter teaspoon of Mexican seasoning. If you go to this store, you'll actually see a little thing. It's called Mexican seasoning. It's a combination of peppers and cumin and things like that. It gives it a little bit of heat, but it's not super, super overpowering and too hot where it's going to burn your mouth. You're going to want 4 cups of broccoli, cut up, 1 cup of grated carrot, and 1.5 cups of vegenaise. Vegenaise is a dairy-free, sugar-free mayonnaise. You will find it at health food stores, and actually the Kroger's right here by my house actually carries it now too, so it might even be at some other stores. I love vegenaise. It has a wonderful flavor. It adds great flavor to any dish you put it in. All right, so we got our ingredients assembled. All right, the first thing we're going to do is we're going to take that tempeh, and you want to crumble it. And it's kind of important for this recipe that it's crumbled very, very small. Now, you can do this with your hands, and or my suggestion to you is if you have a food processor, put the tempeh in the food processor and puree it up to the point where the tempeh is in small crumbles. Now, you're going to put the tempeh in a sauté pan and put a generous amount of the toasted sesame oil and the tamari in there because, again, tempeh has no flavor. So you are going to season the tempeh with the toasted sesame oil and tamari. Put it on a medium heat and start cooking the tempeh, okay? Halfway through the cooking process, I would say probably about 4 minutes into the cooking process, add the quarter onion, okay, because we want the onion to be cooked with the tempeh incorporated. And then add the paprika and Mexican seasoning. And then you're probably going to cook it for like another 4 or 5 minutes. You want the onion to be soft, and you want the tempeh to be starting to get brown. And you don't want it to be wet anymore because it's absorbed all the tamari and toasted sesame oil. Now set the tempeh aside and let it cool. You need the ingredients to be cool before you can put this together. You can even stick the tempeh in the refrigerator to have it cool down faster. You're going to take the broccoli and you're going to steam it until it's fork tender. Do not use raw broccoli in this recipe or any other recipe. Broccoli is in the cabbage family. It is high in sulfur and it's very hard to digest in its raw form. I know, crudité, you go to a party and they got a vegetable platter and they got raw broccoli on there and people are eating it, right? Gas. It will give you gas. It's very hard to digest. And all the vitamin C and the nutrients that's in broccoli, your body can't properly assimilate it if it's in its raw form. It's got to be steamed just a little bit. So we're going to steam the broccoli. And then again, set that aside and let that get cool. And then put it in a food processor and now pulse the blade in the food processor, okay? You don't want to pulverize the broccoli to where it becomes liquid. You just want it to be chopped up really, really small. Again, so we got the tempeh, it's got to be cool. The broccoli's got to be cool. Now, once everything is cooled, you're going to take a casserole dish. I have found that an 8x12 casserole dish fits this recipe perfectly. You're going to spread the minced broccoli over the bottom. That's your first layer. Then you're going to sprinkle the grated carrot over the broccoli. That's your second layer. Now you're going to take the vegenaise, and you have to very gently spread the vegenaise over the carrots because if you do it too roughly, you're going to end up mixing the broccoli, the carrots, and the vegenaise together, and you want individual layers. So just very slowly and very gently spread the vegenaise over the carrots. And then on top of the vegenaise, you are going to put the sautéed tempeh. Now put this in the refrigerator. And you use a glass casserole dish and you look at the side, you'll see green, orange, white, and brown. So you've got four beautiful colors and you got four different flavors here. One of my favorite ways to serve this is on whole grain crackers. You know, you go to a health food store and you can buy whole grain crackers that are not made with white refined flour. They're made with whole grain flours because, you know, white refined flour gets into your intestinal tract and it just ends up like Elmer's glue in there and everything gets stuck in your intestinal tract. So I get these saltine crackers that are made with whole grain flour. I like those a lot. I get these crackers that look like Ritz crackers. I like those a lot. You can also put this on corn chips. Makes a great appetizer like that. And cucumbers, little slices of cucumber. You can put this on top of that. This dish has so many layers of flavor. It's absolutely delicious. You have the soft broccoli, and then you have a little bit of crunch from the carrot because the carrot is just grated raw. And then you have the creamy vegenaise, which gives you your layer of fat, good quality fat, and that's what makes food really, really flavorful is fat, really. And then you have the texture of the crumbled tempeh on top that has a salty flavor and is also a little bit of a kick with the paprika and Mexican seasoning, but not to the point where you're going to burn your tongue. It's a little bit of a kick. Really, really nice appetizer, layered tempeh and vegetable dish. I have served this at many holiday parties, and the dish, the pan is always empty. People just gobble this up. They really love it. So I hope that you go out and buy these ingredients and make this recipe. And I would love to hear back from you. Again, you can go to my website, macrovel.com. Let me know what you thought of the recipe. You can go to my Facebook page, Macrovel Food. Or you can call me directly, 734-7224. I also offer one-on-one lifestyle counseling. I do counseling sessions based all in food, okay? So we can either do that in person. If you're in the area, an in-person consultation, I think, is always more revealing, and or we can do it over the phone. I have been studying the five transformations of energy, the energy of food, oriental medicine, and I'm also empathic. So when you come and have a consultation with you, not only am I going to ask you, what do you eat for breakfast, lunch, and dinner? What kind of health conditions are you suffering with? These are food suggestions that are going to help you. I also have the ability to tap into your energy, and people are pretty much amazed at the things that they actually get out of a consultation with me, so much more than what they expected. And I've had wonderful results. I've counseled people anywhere from people who just want to lose weight, people who have blood sugar problems. I've even counseled people with cancer. And yes, when they make dietary changes and they start incorporating healthy whole foods into their diet, the cancer does go away. In fact, the first book I ever read that got me into this particular type of eating and cooking is called Confessions of a Kamikaze Cowboy, written by a TV star in the 80s called. I write about this in the introduction of my cookbook, and there's also a YouTube video posted on my YouTube channel where I actually talk about how I got started eating healthy and cooking this way, and I talk about that book and how it got me started on my path of teaching cooking classes and creating thousands of recipes. It's a fantastic, fantastic book. And it's all about Dirk Benedict's journey, about how he had prostate cancer and how he himself changed his diet and healed his body. And that was back in the 80s. And the man is still going strong and has no cancer whatsoever. It's never came back. You might remember him. He was in A-Team in the 80s. He was Face in the A-Team. But I knew him as Starbuck in Battlestar Galactica. So, again, food is medicine. Food is very, very powerful. When you eat food, it becomes every cell in your body, because food creates the blood that flows through your body. And blood is flowing through your whole body. So when you eat food, it basically, you become what you eat, right? And you have, the only thing you really have control over is what you put in your mouth, right? Because we live in an environment where, unfortunately, there's a lot of, you know, environmental toxins, and we have to breathe every day, so we can't really control that, but you can control what you put in your mouth. We are going to go on another short break, and when we come back, we're going to open the phone lines. And again, the number is 646-378-0378. So let's go on a little quick break here.
Thank you, Val. You are listening live with Healthy Cooking with MacroVal and your host, Valerie Wilson. Her show is a wonderful opportunity each month to hear about new recipes, tips, and information about eating right, healthy, and feeling good. These tips and recipes can help change your life and help you stick to a better diet. She has given so many tips and recipes today, so I would love to direct you to her website, www.macrovale.com, for more information. You can connect to her by phone at 734-722-4553. And we also welcome anyone to visit bodymindspiritradio.com, where you can listen to all of her shows in archive, and you can even slow them down, so you can write down all or any of the information she has said today or prior. I also want to remind you that the number to call in and join the show or to ask a question is 646-378-0378. And that number again is 646-378-0378. And now back to your host, Valerie Wilson.
Well, welcome back, everybody. So today we've been talking about cooking for holiday parties. I gave you some information about tempeh, what it is, how fantastic it is for you. And I shared my layered tempeh and vegetable dip. And remember, there are pictures and step-by-step instructions how to make this dip on MacroVal Food, my Facebook page. So you can go there and like that and leave a comment and let me know what you think. Now, coming up in January 2005, I am going to do a 3-week cooking class series to get you started on your journey to eating healthy. Simple, easy recipes that you can start incorporating every day. My classes are on Wednesday, January 14th, the 21st, and the 28th from 6:30 until 9 o'clock. And again, those classes are here in my home in Westland. It is a hands-on environment. Everybody helps participate. And then when we're done, you actually get to sit down and eat the food that we've created. So you get a meal. And the classes is $40. Go to my website, macrovel.com. You sign up, you prepay, you get $2 off. But if you're listening to the radio show right now and you've never come to a cooking class before, I will give you $5 off. So you can come to your first MacroVal cooking class for $35. It's a great, great deal. So right now is the part of the show where we open up the phone lines and the chat room, and I bring on my producer, Courtney, and we have a little discussion. Hi, Courtney. How you doing?
I'm good. Thank you. We actually have a couple of questions in the chat room today. One of the individuals in the chat room has mentioned that she cooks a lot with olive oil. She uses olive oil in almost everything, and she's wondering if that is okay or if maybe there is a healthier alternative. She avoids using butter or margarine, but she does work with olive oil a lot, and she was wondering your opinion on that.
Well, excellent, excellent question. And as all oils go out there, olive oil is pretty much about the healthiest thing you can go with. I mean, in the Mediterranean, they have been using and eating olive oil for hundreds of thousands of years. I mean, they've been pressing the olive and using it to make oil for a long, long time. And tried and true, if food has been eaten for thousands of years, it's good to go. With that said, though, you are not supposed to heat olive oil to really high temperatures because it does go rancid, okay? So if she's doing a vegetable sauté or something, because when you sauté vegetables, you are supposed to get the oil hot so that when you throw the vegetables in there, you get like a sizzle and so that your vegetables are not soggy. I also absolutely love a sesame oil or a toasted sesame oil to do a sauté, because that oil is stable. Stable oil means that you can heat it at really high temperatures and it won't go rancid, okay? So olive oil, about the healthiest choice out there. You can use it for just about everything unless you're going to do a high-heat cooking method. And then you might want to change it up and use a different kind of oil. But excellent question, yes.
We also have a question in the chat room, and it kind of coincides with the olive oil question because they're talking back and forth a little bit, but what about coconut oil? There's a lot of things going on about coconut oil being really healthy for you, and then there's some other comments out there that coconut oil is not healthy at all. What is your opinion on that?
Well, I have a few opinions on that. First and foremost is if you live where coconuts are grown, they're much better for you. You cannot grow coconuts here in Michigan, okay? Therefore, I do not eat coconut oil at all. I do use coconut occasionally, especially now at the holiday season and the Christmas time, because it's fun. I make coconut truffles. You know, I make a coconut dessert, again, occasionally in my diet. But you can't grow coconuts here in Michigan, so energetically, it does not go well with the energy of my body because I live in Michigan. And eating macrobiotically and eating according to Mother Nature and eating the way our ancient ancestors did, you know, ancestors that lived here in Michigan never ate coconuts. They didn't even know what it was. They never ever seen it because they could never ever travel that many miles, right? And you eat according energetically to what is grown locally. Right, so it makes no sense whatsoever, us living here in Michigan, to consume coconut or coconut oil. Now, the people that manufacture coconut oil have done a fantastic job marketing it, because I get asked this question every time I teach a cooking class. People are jumping on the coconut oil bandwagon. They think it's fantastic. Plain and simple, Coconut oil is a saturated fat, period. End of sentence. Some redeeming qualities about it. Yes, there is this vitamin and this mineral and blah, 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 blah in it. Everything that comes from Mother Nature has a nutritional value, and I get that. But it is a saturated fat. Back in the 80s, they used to cook popcorn at the movie theaters in coconut oil all the time, and people thought it was absolutely delicious, and they loved it. And then they did this study, and they found out that it was saturated fat. It was terrible for you, okay? They stopped cooking popcorn in coconut oil way back then. Fast forward, here we are in the 2010s, and the people that manufacture coconut thought, we've got to make millions and millions of dollars. How do we do that? Oh, I don't know. Let's tell everybody how healthy it is for you. Okay, yeah, it's this, it's that, it's this. I had a lady in one of my cooking classes, and I was teaching and everything, and she asked me about coconut oil, and I told her exactly what I just said here. It's a saturated fat, period. I don't use it, okay? And she said, yes, but this article, and yes, but this, and yes, but this. I said, okay, that's fine. You know, if you want to use coconut oil, use it sparingly. Use it here and there in your diet. Don't rely on it exclusively. Don't use it for everything and everything. After the class was over with, and I wish she would have said this so that everybody could have heard, she came up to me and privately said to me, I have been using coconut oil exclusively. I completely changed over because everybody said it was so healthy. Do you think that's why I gained 10 pounds? Duh. Yes, that's why you gained 10 pounds. It's a saturated fat. Okay? So again, it's the latest, greatest thing. You always have to question the latest, greatest thing. Stick with things that have been eaten for a long, long time, and stick with things that are grown locally where you live. Not, you know, we don't live in the tropics. We live in Michigan. We have cold winter months here, okay? So coconut energetically just doesn't, is not coherent with the energy of where we live. So I hope that helps. And again, I get asked this question every time I teach a cooking class about coconut oil on a regular basis. And another thing, too, people always throw in there, coconut sugar. Because again, the people who are marketing coconut, they're doing a fantastic job. Coconut sugar is a fruit. It is fructose. It will spike your blood sugar level, period. Okay? Yes, it's better than white refined sugar because white refined sugar is detrimental to your health. But it still is nowhere near as good as brown rice syrup, which is the sweetener that I use all the time, which I've done past shows about that are archived that you can listen to. And I've also written past articles about brown rice syrup that, again, are archived and you can read about. So, no, I am not one of the people who is jumping on the coconut bandwagon. No. I hope that answers that question.
It does. Another question popped up. You mentioned a little bit about eating in your region, like, you know, we're in Michigan, so we should be eating according to our region. They're kind of curious about what foods would be good for us Michiganders and those who live up maybe in the Northeast.
Well, again, anything that's grown locally, for instance, a wide variety of vegetables, what you can grow in your garden, carrots, rutabaga, turnip, collard greens, kale, corn. Corn is one of our local crops that does very well. It's fantastic for you. They also can grow wild rice. Wild rice is fantastic for you. And another thing, too, that energetically people around the world can eat, and what is the mainstay and the staple of the diet of what I teach is whole grain. For instance, brown rice, millet, quinoa, all those things like that. Think about it like this. A long, long time ago, before we had roads and trucks and airplanes and so forth and so on, something like brown rice could be grown. And it is dry and it is non-perishable, so you as a human species could put it in a backpack and you could walk across the continent and that brown rice would never go rotten. So brown rice is a staple of your diet because you could carry it with you anywhere. Okay? Think of a banana. if you were down in the tropics a long, long time ago, I'm talking about our ancestors, and you put a banana in your backpack and you decided to walk across the continent, how long would that banana last? It wouldn't. It would go rotten, right? So, again, our ancient ancestors living here in Michigan, they never even seen a banana. They never even seen a coconut. The cabbage, parsnips, Brussels sprouts, things like that. Those were their staples. We also, in the summertime, we have wild blueberries, wild strawberries, wild raspberries. All those grow here in Michigan. Those are all energetically fantastic for us living here in Michigan. Tropical things, not so much. Now, if you live in the tropics, then that's a completely different story because that's what's grown there. So energetically, it will complement you. Think of it this way. Do you know those people that live here in Michigan? Because, you know, this is where I live, so that's why I'm relating this to it. And they go, I hate Michigan. It's always rainy, and it's cold in the wintertime, and, oh, my God, it's always overcast, and where's the sunshine? I just don't like Michigan. Really? What'd you have for breakfast? Oh, for breakfast, I had a grapefruit. And what'd you have for lunch? Oh, for lunch, I had a salad, and I had sliced up orange slices on it. Really? And what did you have as a snack? Oh, well, for a snack, I had a candy bar with coconut in it. Okay? Can you see an issue here? No wonder they hate Michigan. They are eating food that is appropriate for living somewhere where it's very warm. And if that's what you like, and that's the food that you like, by all means, move to a climate where that food is appropriate, and you will be blissfully happy. You know what? I absolutely love Michigan. I would never live anywhere else. I love Michigan, and I eat food that's grown here locally in Michigan. I don't have a problem with Michigan being cold. I don't have a problem with Michigan raining and being overcast all the time because I'm eating food that energetically complements where I live. And our ancestors did the same thing. They did the same thing. So I hope that helps.
Yes, it does. Thank you very much. I know we're running a little short on time here. We have about 7 minutes left, but we had one more question come up in the chat room. And this one was about hormones. And is there any foods that might be good for a hormonal imbalance? And she mentioned that a lot of people have been recommending soy to her, and she doesn't know if that can actually help or hinder.
Well, first of all, if you're dealing with a hormone imbalance, it's kind of hard for me to make general comments because hormones are so particular and there's so many different hormones. So I hope, number one, that she's working with some type of holistic doctor that is checking her hormones, okay? But in general, this is a just general statement. Yes, the soybean itself has the phytoestrogen in it. And some people have a misconception about the phytoestrogen. But what phytoestrogen does, it helps balance the estrogen in your body. So if your estrogen is too low, it'll bring it up. If your estrogen is too high, it'll bring it down. That's what phytoestrogen does, which is why a lot of times when women go through menopause, their holistic doctor will recommend that they take a phytoestrogen supplement. But you can achieve that phytoestrogen by eating things like tempeh, because tempeh has that in it. So unless she's dealing with a really, really bad imbalance, you know, that she's got to work with her, and I would recommend a holistic doctor, not a traditional MD, but somebody who is well-versed in hormones and how they balance each other. Again, soy is a good choice. Another really good choice is asparagus. Did you know asparagus helps to balance your hormones too? So asparagus would be a great one there too. And sugar. You've got to stay away from white refined sugar. White refined sugar will wreak havoc on your hormones. Just terrible, terrible, terrible. It really causes a lot of problems with your hormones. So there's a few suggestions. Yeah, the soy would definitely help, asparagus, and stay away from white refined sugar. So hopefully that'll help, yeah.
Yeah, thank you very much. And they're thanking you for answering all their questions today. So thank you.
Great. I'm so glad we had people chatting with us today and asking questions. I'm looking at the calendar right here, and the first Thursday of the month in January is January 1st. And so I'm not really sure what's going to happen with the radio show. I will probably have to discuss that and figure it out. And so stay tuned, stay posted to bodymindspiritguide.com and macroval.com, and of course the magazine Body Mind Spirit Guide. We will announce what's going on, because I don't know about you, but I probably won't be doing a show on January 1st. We might postpone it or do something. I'll have to let my listeners know about that. What's going to happen with that? Because New Year's Day is kind of like a holiday. So I just wanted to bring that to everybody's attention who's listening right now. So stay tuned. We will make announcements, and we will get the information out there and let you know when the next show will definitely be airing. Well, I'm going to go ahead and close the show. Thank you, Courtney. Are you still there?
Yes, and definitely give me a call or email me, and we'll talk about the January show.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm going to go ahead and close the show with a reminder of what I got going. Again, my YouTube channel, please go to macroval.com. There's a link to the YouTube channel where I've posted these really informative short videos all about food, the energy of the food. I think you're really going to like them. And then go ahead and share them with your friends. Make comments. I would love to hear from you. I have one class in the month of December, Wednesday, December 10th. From 6:30 until 9 o'clock. That's here in my home in Westland. And we are making sweet potato pie with walnut crust, cranberry fig bread, and soft ginger cookies with icing, my favorite Christmas cookie. All these desserts are made with brown rice syrup. They would be perfect for people with diabetes or blood sugar problems. Class is $40, but you get $5 off if you're listening to the radio show right now. Coming in January, on Wednesdays, the 14th, the 21st, and the 28th, I will get you started on your journey to eating healthy. I also am doing a personal appearance on Saturday, December 13th, at the Better Health Store in Novi from 12 noon until 1 o'clock. I will be teaching you how to make two simple dessert recipes, and samples will be given. Again, my website, macroval.com, my Facebook, Macroval Food. And let me close the show here. Remember, variety is the spice of life, so make it simple and make it varied. And I will leave you with a quote from Conversations with God by Neil Donald Walsh. Every human thought and action is based in either fear or love. Happy holidays to everybody. Thank you so much for listening. I am sending you all gratitude and abundance.